headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lola and Matilda with your 9am Zedliners. Queensland Police, in the local news, Queensland Police Detective Inspector Glenn Horan allegedly used police database to track former partner. A high-ranking Queensland detective allegedly used a police database to search an address his then-partner visited. With a prospector saying it seemed unlikely he did so because he saw something suspicious. Detective Inspector Glenn Horan is facing one charge of using a restricted computer without consent and pleaded not guilty at the Brisbane Magistrate Court.
Brisbane's Mount Coober has been proposed for an ecotourism transformation ahead of the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Being just minutes from the CBD, the natural attraction is under consideration for a 20-year vision, according to Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. The master plan includes eco-glamping, treetop walks, expanded walking trails, picnic areas, and an upgrade to the iconic lookout. Schrinner has said that the plans are about having more to see and do in Brisbane's natural environment. He has also assured that the proposed plans will not impact the Story Bridge restorations. In national news, government officials will lobby at UNESCO meeting in Paris to add an area of ancient Aboriginal rock art to the World Heritage List. This comes after the approval of a 40-year license extension of the Woodside's North West Shelf gas project on the Burrup Peninsula. The United Nations has warned it may deny Australia's bid to add the 40,000-year-old Marajuba petroglyphs to the World Heritage List over fears about acidic emissions from the renewed project. The Australian government will be joined by traditional owners, including the Marajuba Aboriginal Corporation. Environment Minister Murray Watt says we don't want to see the rock art damaged.
A number of Australian citizens in the Middle East are seeking federal government support to leave Iran and Israel following Trump's escalating hints at US intervention. Since Monday, 1,250 people have applied for evacuation, according to Deputy Prime Minister Richard Miles. Mr. Miles has assured today that the Albanese government was working very hard for assisting departures. As Trump hinted on social media overnight about getting involved in the Middle East conflict, Trump's post said that he knew exactly where the so-called supreme leader was hiding, referring to Iran's leader as an easy target.
In international news, a doctor will plead guilty to supplying ketamine to Friends actor Matthew Perry, which was marked as the main cause of his death in 2023. Court documents reveal the actor began seeking more ketamine than his doctor would give him. About a month before the actor's death, he found Dr. Placenza, who had turned allegedly another doctor, Mark Chavez, to obtain the drug for him, saying, "I wonder how much more this moron will pay." Dr. Placenza texted Chavez, according to court filings from prosecutors. Perry paid $4,500 for the drugs from the two doctors. Placencia is charged with one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine, seven counts of distribution of the ketamine, and two counts of altering and falsifying documents or records related to the federal investigation, and he is now facing up to 40 years in prison.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cold to do anything. It's currently 13.1 degrees in Brisbane with the expected maximum of 20 degrees, with the fire danger is zero, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That is all for your news. All your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
4ZZZ is celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio.